on River 949's Great Weekender. Another great event in the city of Ipswich. From discoverIpswich.com.au.
River 949. Well, you know, we've been discovering Ipswich at discoverIpswich.com.au, and I've always been fascinated with antiques and collectibles, and one of the top spots, I haven't visited it yet, but the Ipswich Antique Centre on East Street. Let's talk to one of the directors, Heather Milewaters. G'day, Heather.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Heather. Now tell me, how important is it that we collect antiques?
Well, we're the ultimate recyclers. We are preventing so many things going into landfill. We're giving things a new life, another life, even if they've been repurposed, as some of our dealers do.
You're located in what they call the Sunday School Hall, which is antique in itself. When was it built?
It was built in 1895, largely funded by the Cribb family of Cribb and Foot fame.
And it's so good to see it's been preserved, and to be an antique centre is even better. What time are you open today, Saturday, tomorrow, and you're open Monday as well?
Our hours are 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. We are open every day of the week except Tuesday and Wednesday, and we'll be open all the long week.
You've got a vast selection of things there, genuine antiques and collectibles, as you've told me. There's military memorabilia, lots of badges. What does the cost vary from?
Our cheapest items are $5, and at the moment, I believe the most expensive item is $8,600, and it's a huge mahogany wardrobe. In the old speak, 9 feet by 9 feet.
Is that big
so
a mahogany?
So it's huge.
It'd be heavy.
Yes, but fortunately, it does pull apart into 6 pieces. It is transportable. All you need is a high ceiling.
You've got an old cane pram there, but you've got furniture, bric-a-brac, jewellery, books, so you name it, you've got it there. What about cutlery sets? Have they gone out of favour?
They have gone out of favour a bit. I don't know why. I suppose because you can't put the bone handles in the dishwasher, because if you do, they crack. But having said that, the actual bone handle knives, for some reason, still seem to be popular.
What about the cups and saucers? I'm told they're out of favour a bit.
They're not as popular now as they were 3 years ago when everyone was having high teas. We still do sell them, particularly if they're pretty ones, but not in the huge quantities we sold for people to have high teas.
Heather Milewaters, director of Ipswich Antique Centre, located in East Street, open all weekend from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. Go and check out the vast selection of genuine antiques and collectibles, and don't forget to check out discoverIpswich.com.au. Heather, absolute pleasure. Thank you for preserving things that are important.
We do have our own on-site car park, which is accessed off Roderick Street, and of course we are air conditioned, which is a big plus in this weather.
It is beautiful. Check that out over the weekend, the Ipswich Antique Centre, and you've heard it here. Discover Ipswich on River 949.
On River 949's Great Weekender. Another great event in the city of Ipswich. From discoverIpswich.com.au.